welcome back, and we're going to track down Matthew. His analysis last week of Persephone and Hades is very appropriate for Hillary Clinton. If you open up the latest Drudge, you'll see that Mr. John Podesta is involved with Wiccan practices, occult magic practices, and of course we know that Hillary Clinton is a witch. She traveled even from Arkansas to Los Angeles to the same, if you want to call it, coven, as her mentor, who wrote the book Rules for Radicals. So, people have to understand just the level of evil that's going on here. Anybody voting for Hillary Clinton is themselves a doer of evil. You need to know that there's going to be consequences to this, and we need to have a cleaning not only of the swamp, but I would call emptying of the latrine in Washington, D.C. Now, I've got some interesting things to discuss here. The first is the issue over James Comey's motives for opening the new investigation 2 weeks before the election. It's somewhat unprecedented to do that, since it's a standard FBI policy not to commence an ongoing investigation that involves a candidate 60 days prior to an election. It's no secret now that there's a major revolt going on in the FBI. I think there's at least 4 to 6 departments that were continuing investigations despite Comey, with the push from the Justice Department, or should I call it the Injustice Department, Loretta Lynch. She needs to go to jail. by the way, number one, the first investigation was blocking agents from pursuing the most sensitive issues. Number two, by exonerating Clinton with an indescribable lack of intent argument, when the law of the man's handling classified material specifically dictates the lack of intent is no defense. In other words, it doesn't need to be an intent. Tens of governments and military personnel have been prosecuted for violating classified rules. In fact, this morning, I saw a rebroadcast from last night with this naval officer, 22, and he took pictures, I think, in 2009, when it was still legal to have cell phones inside your submarines, U.S. Navy submarines, and he took 6 pictures, basically for his own use to say, hey, this is where I work. And his cell phone was lost. It was later picked up by the FBI. Many of the Navy people had done this during the time when there were no specific rules over it. They prosecuted him. He's gone, as of last month, October, to prison for a year, leaving his little girl, his wife, and his mother. And I saw his mother on Fox News. It's disgusting. Hillary Clinton isn't even allowed to run. This is a national security thing. It's not just an email disaster. There's at least 5 foreign powers that have had access to this information, which could put officers in risk, and some have probably died. We won't hear that later. We do know that there was one Iranian nuclear scientist who was compromised, was executed in August. We know that another one is actually in prison, that was actually giving us information about the Iranian nuclear program. There's probably lots of other nasty things going on in terms of tactics, weapons, systems, and other classified information that puts America at risk. And, of course, the idea of the blackmail of a president is not beyond the pale of possibility. So this is a couple of things. This is from the Daily Mail. James Comey's decision to revive the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server and her handling of the classified material came after he could no longer resist mounting pressure by mutinous agents in the FBI, including some of his top deputies, according to a source close to the embattled FBI director. And this is a quote. The atmosphere at the FBI had been toxic ever since Jim announced that July that he wouldn't recommend an indictment against Hillary, said the source, a close friend who has known Comey for nearly 2 decades, shares family outings with him, and accompanies him to Catholic Mass every week. Some people, including department heads, stopped talking to him and even ignored his greetings when they passed him in the hall, said the source. They felt that he had betrayed them and brought disgrace on the Bureau by letting Hillary off with a slap on the wrist. According to the source, Comey fretted over the problem for months and discussed at great lengths with his wife, Patrice. He told his wife that he was depressed by the lack of resignation, the stack of resignation letters piling up on his desk from dissatisfied agents. The letters reminded him every day that morale at the FBI had hit rock bottom. Former Department Assistant FBI Director James Kallstrom rallied against Clinton in a recent media interview and said that, I know for a fact there's an internal revolt against Comey at the FBI. He said, agents are furious over Comey's July decision not to recommend prosecution of Hillary Clinton. And as TheHill.com wrote, during a radio interview with Kat Dismandias, former Assistant FBI Director James Kallstrom heaped praise on Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump before taking aim at the Clintons. The Clintons, that's a crime family, basically, Kallstrom said. It's like organized crime. I mean, the Clinton Foundation is a cesspool. And by the way, the new revelations guarantee that even if Hillary managed to squeak out, because the Electoral College, I looked at the information this morning, suggests she's lost from about 360-some down to 283, but she still could be elected. This is really scary because we have a constitutional crisis heading toward us. If you're thinking of voting Hillary Clinton, don't, because you'll paralyze the country in a constitutional crisis, and she is going to be prosecuted, she is going to be indicted, and she is going to prison along with dozens of other co-conspirators. And some of these people are going to be songbirds starting to sing pretty soon so they can reduce their sentences from decades to maybe years. That's a real fact. So that's what's happening there. In terms of the particularly disturbing this week to learn to drop Steve McMuchin from Goldman Sachs partner, Soros fund manager, employees who advocated the credit default swaps and other others led to the 2008 housing crisis. So we have to understand that what's going on with Comey is he knew that if he let it go, that the next FBI director would probably end up prosecuting him. And he also realized that not only his reputation has been damaged seriously, he's resurrected it, but it also there's a split with the Department of Justice, and they're going to go down. I can guarantee you that even if Hillary got in, the Congress will still be Republican, and they're going to proceed with prosecutions, etc. So even if Hillary got in, she'd be a lame duck president. Even if she managed to eke a tiny majority at the Senate, the Congress is going to continue to eat away at her, and eventually she's going to jail, as well as Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, all of the Klan, including Podesta and all the other people that had conditional immunity. That's not going to stand. So this is a constitutional crisis. Do not vote Hillary, for God's sake, because you'll paralyze the country. You'll put us in the danger of economic chaos, military dangers, and social chaos as the economy crashes. The stock market, by the way, has had the biggest drop continuously now since all these revelations in 8 years. So we know that if Trump gets in, the stock market's going to come back. But if it doesn't, if Hillary comes in, you're going to see an economic Armageddon, basically. You're going to see things really fall apart. So don't do it. If you're thinking about voting Hillary, for God's sake, don't do it. That's the latest there. Now, in terms of the labor participation force, 94,609,000 people are not in the labor force. They quote 4.9% unemployment. But the rate of so-called McJobs is high. People are getting 2 and 3 McJobs with no benefits. So, you know, so much for their idea of Obamacare providing health care. What it's done is hamstring business and prevent new expansion, and it's created a catastrophe. And I get a kick of some of these political pundits like Stephanopoulos from Drudge. It says Stephanopoulos' wife says, if Trump wins, we are moving to Australia. Why don't you start packing now? People like you that think that Donald Trump is the Antichrist, you're a fool. You need to start moving now, bud. And anybody else, move to Canada, move elsewhere, where the socially, if you speak out against the so-called politically incorrect things, like when I had my radio show up there and I was visiting my mom for a few years before I came back to the States, how they threatened to arrest me for bringing up topics like pro-life and Islam, etc. So if you want to move to these damn places, for God's sake, get out of here. I'm not interested in you staying in America, the only country that literally has the right to have freedom of speech, which is why our radio shows in America are the prime listening through the internet worldwide, because people in Germany and elsewhere want to hear the truth. In their own countries, if you speak many things such as the Holocaust and so on, you go to prison. So you need to know that. So that's pretty nasty. Julian Assange also says the Clinton ISIS is funded by the same money. Terrorist threat warning on Monday. And FBI agents they see, quote, the Antichrist. And so basically, that's our so-called Hillary Clinton. And she, you know, there's one standard called the Hillary standard, another for all of us plebes that basically don't count. That's how ridiculous this is. Trump is praised by former British Army chief as well. So that situation is going on. Let's see, hardline form of Islam is gaining power in Indonesia. These are just kind of a few of the headlines that are going on at Drudge. And I want people to understand that the continued attack, and by the way, even cable news television is down. I noticed that DirecTV is down. And, of course, they don't want Fox News, which is on cable, putting up more and more information, especially in shows like Hannity, who's going to be on again tonight, Friday, just before the election, and Clinton and Trump use whatever they've got in the final push that's going on. You know, the Turkey's detaining pro-Kurdish politicians within hours. PKK has response, a minibus laden with explosives. They've had terrorism going on and fights with the Peshmerga forces and the Kurds in eastern Turkey, which make up 90%+ of the population. This is why Turkey is specifically trying to persecute and or kill Turks in the so-called war in Syria. So people need to understand this is not a simple bipolar war. It's a multipolar war that's going on in Syria right now. The latest information, of course, is Melania Trump is helping to continue to campaign with her husband regarding her husband's record. You know, it's important to understand that she's unmuted now. She's basically giving a speech in her own words, which it explains that Melania Trump understands exactly why women should be voting for Trump and for safety for their families and for jobs and for an economy and for a healthcare system that's affordable. I mean, everything that Obama has done has destroyed the economy, destroyed healthcare. He has the anti-Midas touch, and he has this crazy smirk on his face, now trying to implicate that Donald Trump is somehow tied to the Klan. How ridiculous. He does not support any domestic terrorist groups, including the Klan. But by the way, they are linked directly to Hillary Clinton because one of her main mentors was a Klansman or former Klansman. So you need to understand that. And by the way, the latest research has shown that there was Julian Assange and many others, including the government and the New York Times, that there's no link, as Hillary's tried to say, between the so-called leaks of emails and Russia. This is one of the most crazy schemes going on, and Hillary continues to have spells where she loses her ability to know exactly where she is and what she's doing. The key states are tilting. We're seeing a lot of the states tilting, and from what I can see, it's going to be a Trump landslide coming on Tuesday. We need to make certain people understand, do not vote for Hillary. If you vote for Hillary, you're voting for not only a constitutional crisis, a race war, a class war, a collapse of the economy, and the danger of a nuclear war with Russia. Russia is getting prepared. More than half of their citizens think that we're almost immediately going to have a war with Russia because of the craziness of the policies and attitudes of Obama following his overlords. And if you think we're making this up, we're not. This is much more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis or the Suez Canal in the 1950s. It's very, very dangerous. right now, the latest issue, too, is the FBI. I am so proud of our FBI agents that stood up to the Department of Justice and their so-called leader. And I'm happy that Comey has finally turned around. But this man was never trained as an investigator. He had no right to be talking about the issue of intent when he didn't understood the law did not require intent. Comey needs to be removed as the FBI director when Donald Trump gets in there. And luckily, he's probably averted himself from being prosecuted and put in jail himself. But let me tell you, he's got a long way to go to get this fixed, and it won't be fixed by Tuesday. The parties have called for information to be released so that Hillary can have the chains of this off her neck. No, we now have proof that 5 foreign powers had access to this information, so it's a espionage catastrophe. We now know that the Clinton Foundation is pay for play. We now know that criminal activity was occurring. And we also know that there's a number of dead bodies along the way. Both are interacting with the DNC and with the Hillary campaign. We know also they actually sent thugs to try to disrupt the rallies for Donald Trump. We know also that states are encouraging people who are illegals, 2.8 million illegals in California alone, that have a driver's license to vote in this election, and that is a criminal activity. We know that 1.8 million people are voting that are dead. 2.8 million from the voter rolls are actually registered in more than one state. This is not acceptable. And one of the things that has to happen after this election is to clean up our systems, get rid of these electronic voter machines controlled 16 states by George Soros from GEM Software, to go back to paper ballots, to have verification and validation with duplication systems, to have proper monitoring, to get rid of anybody on the voter rolls that's not showing full ID to indicate they're actually an American citizen, not just a driver's license, and to make sure that people aren't registered in multiple states or illegals are voting here. That needs to happen, and it better darn well happen in this next election cycle, because no matter what happens, we don't want to have an overburden of potential pseudo-Democrats that are going to be voting because they're illegals here, voting because they want amnesty. And if it doesn't happen in this election cycle, believe me, it'll happen in the next in 2020. So it's not a problem that's just going to go away unless we solve it now and make sure the election process is reformed so this can't be a disaster 4 years from now. So that's very important. Now, a couple of announcements in terms of what's going on with NutriMeds. We have, of course, our NutriSilver. We also have our new supplier for DHEA, pregnenolone, and progesterone. I'm putting out a request there. If people want me to also, I have a great manufacturer for topical transdermal hormones, testosterone, and estrogen, too. We may do that if we get your requests. You need to tell us if you want us to provide that. We now have a great supplier that can provide top-quality transdermal hormones. Your body will make it with DHEA and pregnenolone, but we can also provide you with that. And we can also block the conversion to the alternative hormones using our 8-parenal norepinephrine in hormone synergy, or we call it flash away. So the first thing we tell males is to take our Men's Max, 4 capsules in the morning, and the hormone synergy, DHEA and pregnenolone, and we now suggest 4 pumps because the newer pump now is 4 smaller pumps. It's a fantastic transdermal. And then the next thing we do is we can add to this, if we need to, a transdermal testosterone and estrogen. So that's another possibility that's available. We are getting a lot of people that are wanting to order over time the QRMA machine. The QRMA consult itself is covered, not the full medical consult. You have to understand the difference. QRMA consult means if you send me a paragraph or so of your wellness history and information, and you send me the compressed file, I'll analyze it for you and your family. That means your mom and dad, your children, your whatever, you know, not generations out, but your immediate family, and that means it's all covered forever. And you can't beat that deal. So I strongly recommend that if you want to know and keep on track exactly what your nutrient requirements are, QRMA is fantastic. The test takes a minute. You send me the compressed file along with your history, and I'll tell you exactly what to take. It also helped me direct you as to what other kinds of care you're going to require. If you're turning diabetic, if you're developing specific mineral or nutrient deficiencies or organ dysfunction like thyroid or adrenals, it can pick up all of those and heavy metal toxicity, which we can further validate by doing independent testing such as Genova Lab. So functional medicine is really, really cool. I mean, it's amazing. We also have specials on today of Allison Med with free shipping, our NutriSilver single 3-pack, 6-packs, and this is absolutely mind-bogglingly powerful. It's far more powerful than a Silver 100, which is hundreds of times stronger than the other silver. Do not get a silver lungs generator, colloidal, oxy-silver, any other kind of garbage silver. This is the technology, and I have developed it. It is now standing on the shoulders of other great developers and scientists. So this technology is very unique. It's a molecular silver hydrogenated, wrapped in a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver directly to the target tissues. It's amazing. We also have our brain power specials, nutrient defense specials, which is my own personal design with this SOD. The three that I tell are the top ones for anti-aging are nutrient defense with superoxidismutase, number 2, anti-age max, which is the dimethyl resveratrol for your SIRT1 gene for telomeres, and third is cell detox glutathione. And of course, we have our formulas for increasing cellular energy and reversing mitochondrial deficiency, which is D-ribose that converts to ATP, and of course our sports energy light drink, which also generates ATP, and our NADH tablets. These little tablets are amazing. You can literally take one and under your tongue, and within minutes, your energy level is taking off like a rocket. I have a bottle right here. In fact, I'm going to take one right now. Back in a moment, we'll try to track down Matthew and hear his latest on the analogy of Persephone and Hades with the Hildebeest. And now we know that even John Podesta, her first in command, is a Wiccan as well.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have a number of guilty people that are going to go to prison here. Uma Abedin, the Saudi Arabian, who's the estranged wife of Anthony Weiner. In fact, we've changed the name from Halloween to Halloweener because his nightmare happened right before the election. It should have happened last year. Hillary should have never been able to run in the election. And Abedin is trying to pretend that she didn't know about the details about the server. She's criminal. If she's got any self-preservation at all, she'll leave the country. But, you know, if she's been doing things trying to raise money for Hillary. It's amazing to me that there are still people voting for Hillary. This is disgusting. You fellow Americans that vote for Hillary, you are really disturbing. Because this is going to create a constitutional crisis that's going to be unbelievable if she even squeaks in. And believe me, it'll be a squeak because she's lost a lot of her support. Now, here's looking at all the things that have been going on here. These are evidence linked directly Clinton to herself and her associates. Money laundering, child exploitation, sex crimes with minors, perjury, pay to play through the Clinton Foundation, obstruction of justice, and other felonies. I mean, this is pretty amazing. Now, we also, of course, are having lots of things happening in terms of if Hillary wins, this is the consequences analysis. Well, if she wins, one would hope that the Senate is deservedly discredited and his information claims go away. Okay, this is what they would hope, right? However, this isn't likely any more than Hal Turner went away after being exposed as an FBI plant. The movement back to Superstation 95. In order to avoid being totally discredited, Eugenik will come up with yet another story explaining why the coup failed to do what he claimed or why the effect is delayed. He might also claim that she'll be impeached or prosecuted soon, leading to everyone into believing the election results will soon be overturned. I'm hoping Alex Jones won't continue to buy into this fraud. So, you know, Pechenik is doing something that's pretty badly for fraudster. And remember, I mentioned before that Alex is a control freak trying to control the media, the alternative media, so don't trust him. Number two, if Hillary loses, in this case, Pechenik will appear to have been right. He'll be portrayed as a hero and will be able to lead the movement astray and many more times with the disinformation. The powers that be decide to dump Hillary. It's not because of some silent coup of internet information that Pechenik is claiming. It may be because of her health as well as the corruption baggage. So what people have to understand, the vote rigging is really very serious, too, as I mentioned earlier with the information from Bev Harris. Black box voting, we have that link up there in that video that I posted a couple of days ago. The British court is, by the way, also trying to halt Brexit. From California to London, control courts continue to overturn the explicit will of the majority in overturning popular initiatives. So this week in the UK, the British courts essentially blocked the implementation of Brexit involving Article 50 of the EU Charter by ruling that only the Parliament has the power to do so. So why did Parliament authorize the initiative process in the first place if the initiative's results have no power to direct government action? So, you know, this is quite disturbing, and I think that people are going to revolt over this. This one May, here, who's the current Prime Minister, is working lockstep with the courts to actually block the people's will. And I don't think they're going to get away with it. Just like in Europe, they talked about austerity fascism on Wednesday with Harley Schlanger, where the European Union is saying they're not going to support payments to help people rebuild their homes after the earthquake, build water supplies and infrastructure. So it's not acceptable. What's going on in Venezuela is now a full-blown dictatorship. And, you know, this is pretty scary stuff, what's going on there. Part of it is the price of oil, because the Baltic Dry Index and there's a lot of oil worldwide. It means the crashing of the economy of Saudi Arabia, of Russia, of Venezuela, the oil-based states, is crashing. It also is the reason why a lot of the oil production facilities in America, especially fracking, they're losing a lot of their business, and so basically there's a lot less need for excess oil and gas, so it's a major effect affecting America as well. So we're teetering on an economic catastrophe here, and all we need is something that disastrous like Hillary Clinton to push it over the edge and cause a complete financial Armageddon. Back in a moment with your questions, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
so you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and we have Tim Alexander popping in as proxy for Matthew. Something happened, or a crisis, or an emergency. Tim, we're looking at everything happening here. I honestly think we're going to have a landslide for Donald Trump, but they're going to still, in the public media and these false polls, they've even dropped Hillary down to 283 electoral college votes, and she's dropping fast even in the public, which you know is a lie. Donald, I think, is moving on all the states.
I have to tell you something before I forget it. Latest WikiLeaks, campaign manager was invited by this weird artist that does satanic stuff to a party, and I forget the name of the party, but
it was designed by
Alex Crowley, the Satanist.
Yes, it's called a Wiccan ceremony. I can give you some details.
They use blood, urine, semen.
It's called It's called a ceremony called the spirit cooking. Menstrual blood, semen,
yes,
breast milk.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the other one.
Yeah.
I mean, now we have been saying, you and I have been saying for a long time that Hillary Clinton is a Satanist, and people around her, some of them are Satanists. And this is a strong indication that Dr. Bill Deagle and Tim Alexander, Lord Sterling are correct.
Well, when Podesta, your primary guy that's running your campaign, is a Satanist, then what do you expect? I mean, Aleister Crowley. So people need to start grasping the fact that this is just plain damned evil. And if Americans want to vote for it, let me tell you, if she does get in and the majority of Americans voted for her, then we deserve the full force of God's judgment, which means most Americans in the next decade or so are going to die in a thermonuclear war or biological, chemical, or violence or cannibalism. It's going to get ugly. Now, you out there think that this is fine, that you're supporting, quote, women's rights to abortion, or you're supporting the idea of amnesty, if anybody can come here and walk right across the border. You're nuts.
Oh, sure.
You're nuts. You're evil. You're going to destroy the idea of the Judeo-Christian ethic that's the basis for our constitutional republic, and you're going to suffer first, and then you're going to die hard. Just like Bruce Willis, Die Hard, you're going to die hard. It's going to get ugly. Not just a physical death, but a spiritual death.
It's an eternal death.
Right. It's an eternal death. So you need to wake up and realize we're witnessing to you. Again, remember, there are Christian witnesses here at the time of the end, and we're witnessing to you that don't choose this pathway. Do not vote for the Hildebeest. She is a dragon, okay? We have the dragon slayer there, Donald Trump. They've tried to drudge him as much as they can. I think they've actually run out of quivers to shoot at him now. I mean, they had back in May decided they're going to bring all these women forward with all these gross claims. And, of course, they had the hot mic with Bush, you know, the cousin of George Bush, in this trailer. And he never thought he was saying this. They thought this is trailer trash talk. You know, like, excuse me. Now, he shouldn't have done it. But the fact is that the man had...
You know what? He was probably liquored up. They've been playing golf. I'm not a golfer. But a lot of golfers, you know, I mean, they take a bottle with them.
He claims he doesn't drink. I think he was just led by this young guy to start shooting crazy words back and forth. And remember, now he's a media-type person, so he's going to try to kind of schmooze up to people. You know, I honestly think that Donald Trump is not a womanizer. He doesn't go in serial rape like Bill Clinton. He doesn't do all these things that they claim. And all these women, by the way, remember how he said afterward, I'm going to sue them all? You notice that all these so-called claims stopped? Like, boop. They realize, like, he's got the money to sue all of these false claims and these women really seriously in court. So it all just stopped, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, the New York Police Department chief... And chief is the top rank right below the commissioner, who actually is the number one guy. This chief, and I don't have the article in front of me, so I can't tell you his name, but he said yesterday, he said, we have enough information to send Hillary and all of her top people to prison for a very long time.
Right, and we're not just talking about one crime. There's so many crimes. There's multiple crimes, so each
right.
one individually
and he said, as a father... I am deeply shocked by some of this stuff that I've learned.
Right.
Now,
so, we're talking about hardened police, by the way.
There are reports that there is a video of Hillary and Yuma with an underage girl in bed. And remember, her husband was always, you know, getting all these young girls. This is sick, and you don't stay married to a guy like that for years and years, you know. Unless there's something wrong with you. A normal wife would not put up with that.
Well, one of the billionaire supporters of the Clintons has a private island with underage girls for sexual favors and prostitution. So you need to understand what we're dealing with here is so disgusting and so evil.
Hillary's been down there several times by herself, and Bill has made numerous, numerous trips.
Right, so what people have to start understanding is that the level of evil here is so high. And we see this smirking attitude on the part of Hillary. She's not going to be open to the media if she became president. She's going to literally destroy America. She's going to bring it to a crisis. And we're going to have civil war in this country if she gets in. And, I've heard comments. Remember that gentleman who called in and said, oh, no, you don't want to encourage, you know, you have to have a smooth transition of power. Hell with that. There's not going to be any smooth transition. In fact, I mentioned when I had Jim Fetzer on a few weeks ago that I will release technology to make weapons a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. A hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. And I can tell you out there, we're going to be getting to connect with our sheriff. I will be to make sure that I'm working with them for trauma and for medical care, etc. We want to make sure that people are prepping. Get out of the big cities now, because big cities will be death zones. Do it now. Get yourself ready financially with things like carrot bars. Get yourself ready to growing vegetables and getting ready to have chickens. Because believe me, financial Armageddon's coming real quick. And if Hillary gets in, it's going to happen really, really fast. I mean, get your stuff out of the big banks. Move it into credit unions. We're doing it. We're telling you right now, if you don't do that, you're going to be surprised when you see them bailing in. They're already talking about the Fed Reserve, about doing what we call reverse interest. Do you not know that the bailing in means if you got $100,000 in the bank, it's all of a sudden going to become, say, 50 or 60? You don't think that's going to happen? Let me tell you, when they start doing this stuff, you think the public's just going to roll over and say, oh, we want a smooth transition of power to the Hail the Beast, to the chief witch of America? Uh-uh. Not going to happen out there. So you fellow Americans that want to tell us to stand down and be okay, we're not. They're going to get a geopolitical, legal, and if it comes to it, and I don't want to encourage it at all, there's going to be a pitchfork revolution here, and it's going to get ugly. And the police, by the way, the military and the border control are on our side. They're on our side. They're not on the side of the
enemies. Well, the FBI, and I'm really quite proud of them, actually.
Oh, yeah, I am, too. These guys, to me, are standing up, upstanding Americans, putting their career and their life on the line to oppose their own director and make it so difficult for him, he realizes that he's become like, you know, a parasite inside the agency. And he also knew that if there's a transitional government to, say, a Pence, Trump government, it's going to get ugly. Like, he's himself going to go to prison.
Well, he could be facing many years in prison.
Right, for obstruction of justice.
That's why he jumped ship and is in effect now voting for Trump by doing his job, which he should have done a long time ago.
Let me tell you, in July, FBI, if he had actually
seen this information, and they are shocked. It makes them mad as hell because it involves high treason. It involves espionage. It involves selling the office of the Secretary of State time and time again to foreign powers for money. By the way, Assad and WikiLeaks has now shown that the money for ISIS has come primarily from Saudi Arabia, the government, not just some rogue princes, the government itself and the government of Qatar. And those same governments contributed heavily, we're talking many millions of dollars, to the Clinton Foundation. The same people financing ISIS, with the support, by the way, of Hillary Clinton and Obama, are funding the so-called Clinton Foundation.
Now, you know that Obama's education was paid for by a Saudi billionaire.
Yeah. Well, right? Obama was always... Look, everything about his, he's a black horse. Everything about him is unknown. His childhood, every photo has been photoshopped. That doesn't happen. I mean, I don't know if anyone who's had their childhood photos photoshopped. This guy, there's so much to hide. And but Clinton, you've said all along, she's from a family of witches, and now her close friend and campaign chair going to this sacrifice where they drink blood, and oh my Lord, I mean, it's just, it is satanic, and it clearly, in your face, Satanism. Now, the people in this country, the overwhelming majority of us, are Christians. You better wake up, folks. When you have someone running for president who is a Satanist and participates in satanic rituals and has for years, you might not want to vote for her if you plan on going to heaven.
Right. I'm telling you, I'm enraged more by the voters that think they can still vote for Hillary than even Hillary. It makes me sick to my stomach that fellow Americans have the damn nerve to vote for Hillary under certain circumstances right now. And put all of us in jeopardy. It's really, really disgusting. Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Very disgusting. Damn it. You know, it's like, you know, how can other people, considering now with this giant, you know, not just trailer, but an entire train of evidence now that's so damning, you could damn her literally with sequential sentences for thousands of years, not just hundreds. It's just disgusting. You know,
well,
as one top
expert said, nobody in government who handles classified information puts it on unprotected public servers. Okay,
right.
You just don't do that, because that's, you might as well just lay the stuff out on a public street and with a big sign, enemy Asians, the stuff you want's right here, come pick it up for free.
Yeah, no, it's
pretty crazy,
isn't
it? Of course, it wasn't for free. It was a methodology that the slick Clintons had come up with to sell our secrets and influence to foreign powers, and they would then make the contribution to the Clinton Foundation. And of course, they weren't delivering his secrets; they were just putting them on their server, which anybody. That certainly any government with intelligence agents.
By the way, what I've heard much of this information is coming from good people inside our government that are using Julian Assange as a portal to get it out to. So, in other words, it's actually good people.
Look, the intelligence agencies are all feeding him the stuff. It's not coming from Russia. It's coming
right.
from NSA,
it's coming
CIA,
from
CIA, et cetera.
Exactly. It's coming from...
You have, and this is what I said on my video, which, by the way, I'm still getting enormous numbers of hits on that video I did a week ago. But what I said was there is a large group of people below cabinet level in the federal law enforcement community, in the federal intelligence agencies, and in the Department of Defense, military officers, who see what's coming, they know what Hillary is, they know what, they're aware of what she plans to do with opening the borders, they know what Soros and the people behind him, and the Rothschilds, etc., are doing in Europe with this flood tide of military-age Muslim extremists. They know what's going down. They refuse to allow the United States to be destroyed. Now, these people are just people. They do their job. It's a difficult job sometimes. Most of them aren't angels, but they're not great sinners either. They're just human beings. But they've had to stand up to the plate because they know we won't be here. Literally, the country won't be here, and most of us will be dead in World War III if we let this crap continue. And they're standing up. And God bless him.
Right.
God bless him, and St. Michael the Archangel, give him your protection and your help.
Yeah. What I think is going to happen...
The battle for America, literally. The battle for America. And for our future, our children, our grandchildren. It's everything that our ancestors built. This great country is at risk.
We cannot
allow this overseas trash to rule us anymore through puppets like Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Now, one of the things that the other day, you were more optimistic that Trump was going to get him until I saw Hannity the other
day. I am.
And I can tell you right now.
I think at the end of the day, one, all these people around Clinton are now aware they're in the crosshairs. They're also aware New York Police Department is coming after them. It's not just the feds. See, they don't have. They think they have a right now a get out of federal prison card with Obama in. But no, New York City police are after their butts, and though other jurisdictions around the country can go after them, these people are going down and they're being told, "You better not try to steal the election and throw us into a constitutional crisis because you're all going to go to prison for life."
Jim, I got a tough question here. Why do we not hear one or more of these people singing? What's the reason for it? And I'll tell you I've got a theory about it.
Look, no. Here, let me tell you. Yuma and
why are they not singing? Why are they not singing?
Arguing are both right now negotiating for immunity.
No, actually, I'll tell you what I suspect. That's one possibility. Possibility number one. Number two, you know what it is? It's the effect, what's called the Hillary effect. There's a long line of people that the Clintons themselves personally called out the hit, or the people that control and puppeteer the Clintons that actually did the hit, because there's a long line of dead people right back to Mena, Arkansas. So people need to start...
These FBI agents that are standing up for this country know that, too. They're putting their lives on the line.
What I'm trying to say is that Uma knows he's not just facing...
I have never been so proud of the FBI in my life as I am right now.
But right now, here's what my theory is that there's dozens of people, like the people involved with the server company that took the fifth, etc., The reason why they're actually terrified is not just 20 or 30 or 40 years in prison. They're worried that the Clintons and their associated Satanists will kill them and maybe even kill their families if they start to squawk like a, you know, a canary.
That may be, but they're being squeezed by, let me tell you, the people that are going after them in the New York Police Department, they're tough.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want them on your butt. And the toughest ones are after them. They've dealt with worse than them. They've dealt with the real hardcore stuff.
Oh, you're these talking about hardcore mafia, yeah.
Yeah, these guys that they're dealing with are a bunch of smart-ass punks, you know, that are political operatives. And when they get the screws put to them, yeah, the fear of being hunted down, when there's a 6'4", 280-pound, solid-muscle New York City cop in their face, detective in their face.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be them.
Yeah. Back in a moment with Tim. We'll be your questions, 800-313-9443. Back in a minute.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Well, Tim, what we have, I'm just going to read some of the headlines. I want to get your response. Wiki Wiccan, Podesta practices occult. We talked about that. FBI agents see Antichrist. Assange, Clinton, ISIS funded by the same money. You mentioned that. Terror threat warning Monday. We have 94,609,000 not in the labor force, and they're still trying to say it's 4.9% unemployment. This is disgusting. Damn it. Damn it. Lying to our face and laughing at us like this crazy witchy laugh of Hillary.
Well, I can't do the math that quick, but what is that? It means we got a billion people in America or something?
Almost 95 million not even in the labor force, and they say we have a 4.9% unemployment. How crazy is that?
Yeah, well, I mean, what would that mean, that we've got a billion people in America or something? Look, these guys are arrogant. I mean, arrogant. They lie to you and look you in the face and just lie to you again and again. Because, well, let's see, who's the father of all lies?
Yeah, you know what? They get away with it. Most people are not gutsy like you or me. I notice that when I talk to young people, most people our age, I'm 64, you're 65, if they're senior or middle-aged and they're talking to young people, they're afraid to confront them because they figure they're going to get a firestorm back. I'm not. I will intellectually punch them into the ground. I do not care. Young people, by and large, don't have a clue what the hell's going on. Many of them were going to vote for Bernie Sanders, who's basically a social communist, and he's out of his mind. Or they look at these other idiots, or Hillary Clinton. You got to tell me that most of the young people nowadays, one of the good things is they don't believe the regular media, but they think they know more than us seniors, and they don't have a damn clue. And you see, the thing is, there's a commandment in the Bible that says, honor your father and your mother that your days be prolonged. Okay? People need to read that. Which means, when you confront your children, you confront young people, you confront middle-aged people, you confront people that are doing something wrong, like voting for Hillary, you need to grab them intellectually by the shoulders and shake them and say, do you know what you're doing? You're committing geopolitical suicide, not just for you, but for me and my family and my nation. And people need to grasp this, that if you support evil, you're doing evil. It's pretty bad.
For people that go to satanic services.
Yeah, you can't call yourself a Christian. 70% of Americans are Christian. How the hell can Hillary have any kind of votes at all unless so-called Christians, as they call themselves, are voting for this witch? Really?
Well, you know, remember what ISIS has done to the Christians in the Middle East, where they can get them in Syria.
It's wonderful.
They have raped the girls to the point of death. They have chopped heads off. They have crucified people alive. Because they were Christians. And who is supporting them but the United States government under Barack Obama? Who helped set them up but the American CIA and the Mossad under the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State? Now, these people are literally creating Christian martyrs today, yesterday, over the last few years. And we're supporting them. I kind of maybe somehow think.
Yeah, but I'm angry at fellow Americans.
Unacceptable.
I'm
American.
Tim, I'm very angry with fellow Americans that they would have the nerve to support this kind of monster. I have a news article here. Senior government official says Obama made quid pro quo deal with the FEC commissioner.
She deserves to hang for espionage and high treason, as does her worthless husband.
Exactly. Necktie ceremony coming next.
Folks, get right with God, and God bless you all.
Yeah, there's going to be a pitchfork revolution. One way or the other, we're going to clean the swamp and empty the latrine. It's going to happen whether they like it or not.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.